Hello.
Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
So we are live, and welcome to my show.
Nice. Glad to be here.
Thanks. So just for our listeners, you joined our program Beyond My Day Job, where we talk about people's hobbies, because I've got an assumption that people want to do things other than just go to work and earn a living. So Mike's going to help me out here on my inaugural episode that, I don't know, we'll find a title for it, you know, maybe something along the lines of, so you want to be a guitar hero. So here's what got me thinking about this. I was thinking about my PlayStation game, Guitar Hero, right? And I was doing a little reading on it, and I think it was 2005 it came out, and advertising age said it was one of the most influential products of the first decade of the 21st century. Bless you. And I just got to thinking about the moment when we plugged it in and got it setting up on our PlayStation 3, and I played Rolling Stones. I'm drawing a blank as to which one is one that was kind of like an anti-Vietnam song.
Yeah, and like Paint It Black or something.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, I was like, oh, that was fun. And I struggled with it because, you know, I don't have a musical bone in my body. So, you know, fast forward a few years later, my wife gets me this acoustic Yamaha guitar, and I had it in the corner. And I remember when you came to my house one time, you said, man, you got to get it out of the bag. You got to make it available and accessible really easy, right? So, you know, I kind of thought about that. So finally, I made a commitment this past Christmas to get it out of the bag and started playing, partly just to kind of do some muscle memory and see if I can challenge myself to learn something new. So it's been going along, and you know, my fingers are starting to callus, but you've been my inspiration, my Curtis, and I'd love to know kind of what got you into playing guitar. I think you said you had some lessons. By the way, everyone, I've known Mike since we were in eighth grade, and we're now several years past eighth grade. I'll just leave it at that. And yeah. Mike's genuine enthusiasm and optimism is something that is contagious if you ever get to meet this guy. So take a summer trip to Northern Michigan and we'll hook you up. But okay, so Mike, so why guitar for you? What's the deal?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I'd say somewhat our paths are similar. You know, I started dabbling with a Guitar Hero game about the same time it came out, and I was just really intrigued by it and really enjoyed it. You know, I really enjoyed it, and I just like the game because it, you know, it's like a band setting.
Right.
So it, like, you know, gets you pumped up with like the crowd. And,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you're like a middle-aged rock star, basically.
Right.
You know,
did you ever see that scene in the movie Couples Retreat with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah. He's going, exactly.
Billy Squire's Lonely as the Night from his 81 Don't Say No album. Yep. I'm just like, I just saw that movie for the first time, maybe in the last 3 weeks. And I saw that. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. And they're like, oh, this is advanced mode. Now, yeah, you know, it's for all the money and all that.
Yeah. No, it's like I said, it's like you're like a, you know, a middle-aged rock star. And at the same time, about the same time at work, I work with a lot of musicians. And there was actually some guys I work with who were in a band. So, I mean, it all just came together. And, you know, I was at that age where I was looking at a new hobby. And it's like, well, you know, I can buy a motorcycle or I can buy a guitar, you know? And I'm like, well,
what would the wife say?
Well, yeah, probably neither, but I end up choosing the guitar. Like you said, I took some lessons in high school, kind of dabbled with it, but never really stuck with it.
And who can I ask, in high school, was it self-initiated or your parents nudge you, or what was up with high school lessons?
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, what happened to me like 10 years ago, I thought it was a cool instrument. And, you know, back then it was like, you know, guitar gods were it, you know, that was like the thing, you know, you had Eddie Van Halen and, you know, the AC/DC and all the rock
Jeff Beck,
the radio. Yeah.
Angus Young.
Yeah. So, you know, my mom actually got me a nice, it was a real like Stratocaster from someone she worked with was selling one. And unfortunately, I don't have it still because after I went to college, they purged a lot of my stuff, and that was one of them. One of the
and
things.
It was an electric.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Kind of like the one. Kind of like when I just like the one I sent you the picture of, and like oh, the one yeah. you have. That's style.
Got it.
So yeah. So anyway, you know, I work with a bunch of guys that were in a band, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool to pick up a new hobby. So like you said, I picked up you know, like a more like an entry level guitar, and started just, you know, online now. There's so many resources available. Yeah. So just started doing some lessons, and the one guy who I'm still really good friends with and that we play occasionally with, you know, he kind of said, you know, learn these few songs and you know, the next time we play, you know, come see us and I'll have you stand in. So I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, you know, it'd be a blast. And so, you know, some of the songs that he gave me were Rockin' in the Free World
okay.
by Neil Young. It's like a great song.
Yep.
Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
And Greg Kinn, The Breakup Song.
Oh, yeah. Nah,
nah, so he's like, nah, 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 he's nah, like, yeah, nah, he's like, learn those three songs. They're like, they're all together in our set list. And so the next time, you know, we're out playing, come see us. So we were actually, the first time I did this, they're playing at a little bar in Elmira, Michigan. Called the Railside.
Okay.
It's like a little northern Michigan bar. They're famous for their potato burgers. And so
is it have any meat in the burger or is it just like potato?
I think it's a mix, actually. I was afraid to ask. But
for those of you listening, northern Michiganders, and if Michigan culture is foreign to you, we get snow, and Michigan folks like to stay warm and well-fed, but Mike's a lean, mean strumming machine, but potato burgers, that's not too common to everybody. And I divert.
Yeah. But it was this time of year, and like actually a big popular thing to do up here in the winter is people snowmobile. And that's a big thing is they ride their snowmobiles from bars to bars. You like bar hop on a snowmobile. I mean, it sounds pretty crazy, but people do it.
Yeah,
I don't do it, but a lot of people do it. So it was one of those nights. I think it was like a Saturday night or something. And like, you know, the bar is pretty small. Usually a lot of people that were there would be pretty much, you know, 3/4 of the people that were there all friends of the band, you know, like either family or people we work with. So it was is a pretty close group. And then there's, you know, there's some locals in there too. So like he had told me that this could possibly happen. So like the whole time I'm there, I'm a little freaked out, kind of stressed out. Cause I
you brought your own guitar.
No, I didn't. No,
you didn't. Oh no. Just add a little more tension to your experience there.
So, and I, you know, I wasn't sure if he was really serious or not, you know,
right.
cause their band was really good. Unfortunately they're not together anymore, but they were really good.
How many people are in the bar at this point?
I mean, like I said, it's a small bar. There's probably maybe 40 people there.
All right, well, that's enough to get some jitters going.
Yeah.
I'd be all right.
Yeah. So they finished their first set and, you know, he comes down, he sits with us. We're just like hanging out, chilling. And he says, you know, getting ready to start the first set or second set, and the first song is Rockin' in the Free World. He's like, you know, you should come up and play. And I'm like, really? And in fact, my wife, we were just talking about this story the other day. So I'm like, I hop right out of my chair and go up there, you know, like, all geeked out. I'm like, wow. I was like a nervous wreck, but it was like, it was really cool. And it was
exciting. Were you wearing? Do you remember? What were you wearing?
I don't know. Just like jeans and a t-shirt, nothing like, you know, rock star like, you know, I don't have any spandex or anything like that yet. So
Mike doesn't have tats going across his knuckles or up his arms, by the way.
I do not. No, I do
you
not.
Do not. It's not a bad thing. I'm not judging. I'm just saying you don't have that rocker, you know, look.
Yeah, I definitely do not. I'm an IT guy. So I'm like the opposite of a guitar hero. But anyway, like the singer of the band, he had like a, you know, and I was new to guitars and I didn't really understand a lot, but he had like a real Les Paul, like one from the 70s or something, real nice. And that's what I played. So, you know, they kick it off and I came in on the second bar and it's going good. I mean, I you know, I made a few mistakes, and but you got the whole band. So there was like another guitar player, the singer, right. There's a drummer, there's a bass player. So, you know, it's not like you're just up there by yourself and everybody can hear everything you're doing. And it's like really loud too. I mean, they were a really loud band. So, I mean, I go through it and I'm just like, I don't know. I think there's a video of it floating around somewhere, but Beth said, my wife, she said, you know, I was pretty much just grinning ear to ear. It was just awesome. And it got done. I just played the one song then. And, I was hooked after that. I'm just like, this is, I mean, it was just like a phenomenal experience. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I kind of did that quite a bit while the band was together. They probably hung together for another couple years after that, but, up here in Northern Michigan, maybe all in Michigan, they changed the law like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago where they banned smoking in bars. You know, like,
right,
you know,
right.
I don't smoke and none of my friends smoke, but it kind of killed the whole bar scene. So they would play and, but they weren't making, you know, they weren't making any money and it was just a whole different atmosphere after that. So they kind of called it quits. And, but I still, one of the guys who's like a phenomenal guitar player, like this guy played like in LA in the 80s.
Okay. All right.
In fact, I have this picture of him. He's at a club called the Troubadour.
Oh yeah.
It's like a famous like a Hollywood.
It's in the Hollywood club. Area. It's,
yeah. And he's like, you know, they've got the smoke machine going and the lights and he's in there and he's a phenomenal guitar player, but in this picture he's playing a fretless bass. And it's just, you know, and he, you know, they played in LA and they came to Detroit and he played in Detroit.
So hold on, back up for a minute. For those that don't appreciate, a fretless guitar of any sort means what?
Well, what it is guitars have frets on them, which are like steel wires that basically separate all the notes.
It's kind of like divider sections down the neck.
So they, you know, they form the note and they form a visual reference. So, you know, like if you're going to play this note, you put your finger behind this, you know, like the fifth fret and you're going to get a certain note.
Right.
Well, you know, they're not common. I don't think it's a very common thing to play a fretless bass, but this guy like went to music school. He's like a true musician. So basically it's like a violin. So you just know by ear where your finger's supposed to go on the fretboard, kind of like a violin player. There's like no visual reference on the board or not.
Wow.
I mean, this is just kind of a type of musician he is.
Okay.
And now surprisingly, he also works in the IT department, with me and, but he still plays and he was in like a Motley Crue tribute band for a while and just amazing. And
that's awesome.
And he taught me a lot. And, like I said, the one guy I'm still really good friends with, we hang out a lot and we don't play as much as we used to, but every once in a while we'll get together and I'll go over to his house and we'll jam. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, I find it, you know, like you're finding out now when you first start, I mean, it's really a difficult instrument to play. It's really hard. I mean, it looks, you know, people that are good at it, they make it look really simple, but it's really difficult to get going.
Yeah. The tips of my fingers would far more appreciate hitting nice ceramic keyboards, you know, or keys on a piano at this point.
Right. So you just start like, you know, like you're doing, you learn some chords and you just strum and you struggle through it. And, you know, eventually you kind of get to a point and I'm not a good guitar player. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm good enough. I can kind of wing it and play a few songs and have fun with it. But, you know, I'm not like I can go to a bar and like do a solo act. But once you kind of get to that point where you can just play a few simple songs, it's just a lot of fun. And to me, it's kind of therapeutic. Like, I'll just like come in, you know, I'm in my little man cave right now and just come in here and like just play a few songs and you get some backing tracks going and you just rock out with them. And it's like a hobby and it's just, you know, therapeutic and it's relaxing and it's a blast. I mean, it is a blast.
I've seen your man cave, your guitar man cave, and folks, it is a really great setup. He's got multiple guitars now on the wall. He's got all of his electronics to hook up and what is it, the amplifier. And you kind of have got a nice little, you know, guitar, you know, cove right there on your lower level of your house. You said something, you know, that kind of really makes me think about you know, this whole program and particularly this episode on Beyond My Day Job is, you said your wife watched you when you were playing that first gig at that bar in Elmira, and you just like ear to ear grin. I'm like, that's like, this so cool. It's just so
right.
Yeah, just you know, and you're as positive as I know, and then seeing you even more elated with you know, playing guitar. So I'm like, I can't wait to finally get it, and then I'm bringing my guitar, and you and I are both going to finally be able to play up in your guitar room.
Yeah. Well, it was a complete surprise to her, because
okay.
I mean, I kind of mentioned it that, you know, I was learning the guitar and stuff, and
right.
I said, you know, they, you know, sometimes these guys want me to play, you know, and I, you know, I don't even know if I would do it or not. And I was, like I said, I was sitting there probably like nervous. And so she said, you know, I'm like, well, you know, they might call me up there to play. And that was kind of like, yeah. And then they did.
What did she say? She's like, no, Mike, what are you doing? Or
no, like, though she's, you know, when they called me up there, I just like I said, I just like rocketed out of my chair and just like made a beeline. And she was just like shocked because I'm a pretty conservative person and I'm pretty mellow, you know, and I just went for it. And she just couldn't believe it. It was like a totally different like persona that I, and so, but she said she could just tell I was having fun. And, and since then I've been able to do that several times, and it gets funner every time. I mean, the better you get, the more fun it gets and the less nervous you get.
Yeah.
But I'm still, you know, like, talking about my gear and stuff, it's like, I, you know, I'm fortunate I have a lot more toys than I have talent, so I mean, it's just,
well, a little bit of self-motivation with the toys. You gotta use them.
I mean, I really dig the instrument, and I really like the guitar, and you know, I wish it was more prevalent in today's music. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a bummer to me, because it is a really good instrument, and I listen to the music today, and it's just so generic. And I use the term that there's not all these layers like there used to be in past music. I mean, you basically have a singer.
Right.
You've got some sort of, you know, drum pattern going, some sort of, you know, samples or pads or something going in the background.
Yeah, in the background.
It's just a similar recipe, and there's just not a lot of variety and no texture like there used to be. It's right. Just, you know, I watch these shows, I can't remember what they're called, like on the music channels, where they talk about, like, you know, I'm living in the past, but
right.
You know, the big rock albums, and they're mixing them, and yep. They got like, you know, like 16 tracks, and the guitars are like double tracked, and it's just incredible. And it just, the new music just doesn't have that. And I really miss that, unfortunately.
Yeah. At this point you can satisfy your own interest
by
calling back on that. Speaking of, as Mike and I were talking earlier before we started our session here, I was learning just a couple of simple chords from so famous song from Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. And I asked Mike if he'd play a few bars for us, or is that the right term? Bars, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Bars. Okay. So yeah. I'm going to have Mike wind us out of the show here, ladies and gentlemen, and got to thank you guys. So stay with us here. We're not done, but we're done talking, and now we're going to jam. Not me, but Mike is. You've been listening to Beyond My Day Job, and I turn it over for the grand finale to my friend Mike Cardes, who's going to play a little bit of Wish You Were Here.
All right. Thanks, Lonnie. It's a pleasure being on the show.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
I made a few mistakes, but yeah.
Sorry. That's keep fun. It real. That's fine.
I'm still learning it. I need to learn the lead to beat the intro.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that's so iconic. People recognize it. Oh, Mike, thank you. And you've been listening to Beyond My Day Job with Lonnie Miller and guest Mike Curtis. Thank you, everybody.